Here's the thing about adventure. It's never going to come knocking on your door. You got to get out there and track it down. And there's no better way to find it than behind the wheel of a 2024 Toyota Tacoma. With trail-hungry power, legendary capability, and head-turning style, the Tacoma is not for the sedentary. 326 horsepower, 465 pound-feet of torque. And with all the toughness you could ask for, the Toyota Tacoma is the adventure you've been missing. Toyota, let's go places.
It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Welcome to Big D. And no, I don't mean Daryl Sutter's farm in Viking, Alberta. I mean Dallas, Texas. The San Jose Sharks facing off against the Dallas Stars for the second time this season, following a spectacular victory at home on Monday against the Detroit Red Wings. Drew, so many great things happened in that game for the Sharks fan base. Most notably, of course, the game-winning goal by Macklin Celebrini. But let's not forget about the two goals that William Eklund scored. Let's not forget about the strong game, again, that Mackenzie Blackwood played in this contest and what a role he had in the victory. And let's not forget about the Sharks sticking together.
As close as the Sharks have had to a complete game, and we've talked about that, right, about coming back. We've talked a lot about the comebacks and how terrific it is, but trying to find that complete game, trying to find as much as you can where you're doing the majority of the good work in the game, and that was as close as they've come this season, in my opinion.
Now, they did it against the Red Wings, and that's a team that's still fighting to establish itself, but still, it's a National Hockey League team, and Dylan Larkin's not exactly chopped liver, and neither is Lucas Raymond, and they did a really good job against those guys.
I thought Dylan Larkin was the best player Detroit had.
By far.
By far, yeah. He was very impressive. I didn't see much as much from Raymond as you did. I thought DeBrincat had flashes.
I didn't like him.
Kane was slow and frustrated.
Didn't like him last night.
But there was that stretch in the second period. They weren't very good. That stretch in the third period, they weren't very good. But on the bench, Ryan Warsawski went after them when two commercial timeouts and tried to correct it as quickly as possible. That's one thing I really like. Like I said, the closest to a complete game. Not a complete game, but the closest to it.
Moritz Seider was really good for them, too. Played like 26 minutes. He's so long with the stick.
Big. Like, I didn't...
He plays bigger than he is.
Way bigger than he is. And he was so good defensively. Like, Moritz Seider's a hell of a good player, without a doubt. Yeah.
The other kid on Detroit that I was looking at as we talk about that before we go to Dallas was Simon Edvinson. He's had injuries. He got hit pretty hard there. Went down a little awkward against the boards. Came back. Had some good moments and some bad moments, and I'm using that as an example because the young players on the San Jose Sharks are going through all of that as well. You're seeing great moments from both Celebrini and Smith and then bad moments from both of them. I think that Macklin has been a little bit more consistent in the games he's played, but Will also came close a couple games ago. I'm looking forward to him having a good road trip here.
The difference in Will Smith from game one to now, where are we, game
21?
21. Has been phenomenal. And I know what you're thinking, folks. What are you talking about? He hasn't put a lot of points up. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about his complete game.
How about the back check?
Away from the puck, he's so much better. So much. He's moving his feet more. He's more aggressive at chasing down pucks. He's now more confident when he gets in the offensive zone with the puck. There's a couple of passes he made on the road trip and in that last game where he's setting guys up. Like, they just missed with Macklin by the net on the one. So there's a lot of good things happening with Will. And his attitude now versus his attitude early is tremendous. On the bench, he's smiling, laughing. He's got that great enthusiasm. He and Macklin together have really picked up the enthusiasm on the bench. You can see it. So with Macklin and Will, I love what Ryan Warsawski said. Yeah, you want him to make plays. First thing, be good defensively away from the puck so you can trust them. But we're not going to take the stick out of their hand when it comes to making plays. And you're seeing them get more and more confident.
I'd say that's a comparative to what Zach Werenski went through the last couple of years in Columbus, in that they did take the stick out of his hands a little bit. But now that's been unshackled, and yet he is playing better defensively too.
Yeah, and it takes a while to learn this game. it takes a while to understand. The game is more structured than, say, it. Every time you get up in a level of hockey, the game becomes more structured. It becomes more predictable, even though it's a chaotic game. When you get up to the highest level, it's more structured, but it's way quicker. Everything's happening faster. And you don't have time with the puck like you had in college. You don't have the space like you had in college because it gets closed off quickly. So all these things, you have to retrain your brain in order to start playing the way you need to play. And if you don't have your A game, what is your B game? Your B game should be good away from the puck and to the point where you're not going to coach can trust that, okay, he's not going to be scoring tonight for us. He doesn't have that, but I can trust him. I can put him out there that he's not going to cost us the game.
Well, tonight against the Dallas Stars, the Sharks are facing off against a team that they really gave a heck of a run against the last time we were here in Big D. It ended up being a shootout loss, but I think that was sort of the first good step forward the Sharks took in this early season. And, of course, they've come a lot of miles since then. They're 5-3-2 in their last 10 games. You know, I was doing the math. If they go 5-3-2 for the next 20 games, you know, in 10-game segments, they're a 500 hockey club.
Yeah, and this when you look at this team, Ryan Warsawski said it, we've talked about it, the fact that it was going to take a while for this team to figure out how to win. And they're still trying to figure out how to win. That still is taking some time. But they're getting closer and closer every game. They're starting to understand it every game. And they're starting to develop an identity. This team should be a 500 team. And if they get on a little bit of a run with the goaltending that they have, with the veterans that they have, with the dynamic young players they have that are just continuing to get better, they should be a 500 team. Against the team tonight was one of the deepest teams in the National Hockey League. And winning, even though their top guys aren't scoring, even though their top guys are struggling. They've got one line carrying them right now, in Duchesne's line, and they are still one of the more winning teams in deep teams league. One thing that Peter DeBoer said this morning was the fact that since he has been the head coach of the Dallas Stars, they've always had more than just one guy. It's always been a series of lines just coming over the boards that was hard for the opposition to handle. Right now they're trying to find that, but even when they're not finding it, they've got a bunch of guys whose B games, as we were talking about, are pretty strong.
You know, Pete DeBoer was talking about that, the B game, and of course it was very typical of any head coach, especially in the NHL, to focus on, well, if your A game isn't going, then you better be strong defensively, and you better not do things that are going to cause us to lose. I thought that was fascinating, and I thought my smart guy comment would have been, but Pete, what if your A game is playing strong defense? Then what do you do?
Well, hopefully your B game you score. Peter DeBoer is a marvelous coach, and I love how cerebral he is. But Peter's got a way. He doesn't overcoach. They set a standard. They hold players to that standard in a way that's not negative or browbeating. It is just, hey, this is just the fact of you being in the NHL. But they're also in a position because of the players they have in that room. They've got some alpha dogs in that room that, as a coach, it doesn't have to be about you. Let Jamie Benn handle it. It's all right. We don't need to go in there and say anything. Jamie's got this. And that's basically what the Sharks are trying to grow towards.
How do you grow to that?
Development, resume, experience. Now, if Logan Couture was in the lineup, you'd have that. You don't have that right now. And it's just, there's, and the game now is different. Guys are different now. There's a lot of nice, quiet young men in hockey nowadays.
You mean like a certain Sharks team that a certain color commentator said they were all nice a couple years ago?
Don't bring it up, but yeah, nice guy, quiet guy, nice guy, quiet guy, nice guy, quiet guy. I mean,
they're all like that.
They're all like that now. That's just the way that the kids are nowadays. But there are some, like I like Mark Edward Vlasic on this road trip. I'm glad to see him on the road trip because he's a nice guy, but he ain't quiet. You know, Mario Ferraro, nice guy, but not quiet. There's a few out there, but most of the players in today's game are quiet.
Well, the Sharks can't be quiet today. They're going to go with Mackenzie Blackwood in the Nets. You know he won't be quiet. No. And we're on the air at 4:30. Jamal Mayers is with me on the color. We'll visit with Drew in the second intermission check-in. Should be a great game again between the Sharks and the Stars. Hope you're listening right here on the Sharks Audio Network. Until then, that's the morning skate for the day.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.